Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted. In the last week, work has commenced now on building flood defence measures in Swan Park. It's outside the salmon spawn season, so workers are able to get in to the river and do this much needed work. This is one very critical phase of the complete restoration of the park. In the autumn time, the contractor will be appointed to replace the bridge. There's a temporary bridge here at the minute, but the old stone bridge will be going back in. And then after that, the complete restoration works will begin with the restoration of the footpaths and all the greenery around the area. And thankfully, we will see Swan Park restored to its former glory. And of course, it's a much, much loved amenity, both locally in Macrana, across Inishowen, and indeed much further afield. So this is very, very great news and great development.
But from what you're saying, when you take into consideration all the different bits of work that need to be done, it will be some time before it is fully restored.
Yeah, realistically, it could be next summer, really, before the Swan Park that we all know and love is fully back. And it has been a long, drawn-out process since it was absolutely devastated in the floods of 2017. But the community rallied together, public representatives on a cross-party basis rallied together, and the council staff did a huge, huge amount of work. And it was long, and there was many obstacles that had to be overcome, but it was a fantastic achievement by everybody, and it shows what a strong community can do. Well, it will be a longer wait than we could have anticipated. Nonetheless, it's a great day and it's a great development. And I can't wait to the day that Swan Park is the park that we all remembered and we can all enjoy it, visitors and locals alike.